وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُم بِمُؤْمِنِينَ.
There are some who say, "We believe in Allah and in the last day," while in fact they do not believe.
يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
They are trying to deceive Allah and those who believe, but they do not realize that in truth they are only deceiving themselves.
فِي قُلُوبِهِم مَّرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ.
There is a disease in their hearts, and Allah has intensified this disease. A painful chastisement awaits them for their lying, and Allah has intensified this disease.
Disease here refers to the disease of hypocrisy. The statement that Allah has intensified this disease means that He does not punish the hypocrites immediately, but allows them to indulge in their hypocrisy and exult in the success of their ruses. This feeling of success intensifies their hypocrisy.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ.
Whenever they are told, "Do not spread mischief on earth," they say, "Why? We indeed are the ones who set things right."
أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
They are the mischief makers, but they do not realize it.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
Whenever they are told, "Believe as others believe," they answer, "Shall we believe as the fools have believed?" Indeed, it is they who are the fools, but they are not aware of it.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
When they meet the believers, they say, "We believe." But when they meet their evil companions in privacy, they say, "Surely we are with you. We were merely jesting."
الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
Allah jests with them, leaving them to wander blindly on in their rebellion.
أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
These are the ones who have purchased error in exchange for guidance. This bargain has brought them no profit, and certainly they are not on the right way.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
They are like him who kindled a fire, and when it lit up all around him, Allah took away the light of their perception and left them in utter darkness where they can see nothing.
This means that two opposite effects emerged when a true servant of God radiated the light which made it possible to distinguish true from false and right from wrong, and the straight way distinct from the ways of error. To those endowed with true perception, all truths became evident, But those who were almost blinded by the worship of their animal desires perceived nothing.
They are deaf. They are dumb. They are blind. They will never return to the right way.
أَوْ كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِم مِّنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ.
Or they are like those who encounter a violent rainstorm from the sky, accompanied by pitch-dark clouds, thunderclaps, and flashes of lightning. On hearing thunderclaps, they thrust their fingers into their ears in fear of death. Allah encompasses these deniers of the truth.
يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
It is as if the lightning would snatch their sight. Whenever it gleams a while for them, they walk a little. And when darkness covers them, they halt. If Allah so willed, He could indeed take away their hearing and their sight. Surely, Allah is all-powerful. And when darkness covers them, they halt.
The first parable refers to those hypocrites who disbelieved completely but had become Muslims merely to further their worldly interests. The second parable refers to those who were prone to doubt and hesitation or whose faith was weak, those who believed in the truth but not to the extent of exposing themselves to hardships for its sake.